Ellie McCarthy's show is brought to you by Bocconi's, located in North and South Naperville, the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated. Come visit Bocconi's North for a comfortable dining experience, and they have a takeout location on the south side of town. The number to call is 630-717-9530. Hey, and every Wednesday night throughout the summer, Bocconi's has their cruise nights in the parking lot of Bocconi's. Come and check out all these incredible rods, classic cars and muscle cars and custom cars. Next week, they are going to have Fords and Lincolns and Mercurys. But every week, they're going to have exciting cars. So check out Bocconi's, especially on Wednesday night. Oh, Wednesday night, August 13th, Elvis is going to be there, too. Check out Bocconi's at Bocconi's.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. The number to call to reserve your trolley is 630-420-2223, or check out them on Facebook or Twitter. That's the Naperville Trolleys. Ding, ding. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Give them a call at 630-848-5000 or check out their website at www.napervilleparks.org. The summer schedule is up and running, and don't forget to register for T-ball and any kind of soccer team for the fall. Now is the time to register. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com /Dolly promo to receive your discount. Or you can give them a call at 630-885-7055. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by First Command Financial Services. Reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us. And they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958.com, or give them a call at 630-756-0193.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Hey, everybody, the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member services. They look forward to serving your financial interests. That's DuPageCU.com, or you can give them a call at 630-428-3440.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Feel nice, that sugar is fine. Hello.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on internet radio and now on 89.9 FM in Chicago and WCKG. I'm Dolly McCarthy. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show. It airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. And we do air on Friday afternoon drive time. Hello, everybody, as you're sitting in traffic. I hope you're going to enjoy this show. I know you will. And thanks for tuning in to the good show, where you know every week we bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls, so give me a call, especially today. I'm going to try really hard to get these calls answered. We do have a jam-packed show, though, as usual. That is outstanding in producing these shows with all these amazing guests, great guests. So stick around. All of them are fantastic. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. As I said, lots of good guests today, and we'll get to all that soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show. Oh, my goodness. It was day two. If you haven't been watching my Facebook pages, I should say, my son, my oldest, about to turn 18, by the way, in like 2 weeks. Where did the time go? Let me just tell you. I have no clue. It's just, don't blink. It really is true. But he was supposed to graduate on Tuesday. We all got over to Naperville North, ready for the graduation ceremony. It was a beautiful, sunny day in the afternoon, and then it just quickly turned. And as soon as the graduates came out of the North building, we were all in the stadium outside. That's the tradition at North. All the parents are in the stands, and the graduates are filing out. They get, like, the first four rows full of graduates already in their seats, and the rest are still filing out. And guess what happened? If you live in the Chicagoland area, you know what happened Tuesday. A huge storm just falls out of the sky on top of us, so we're all soaked. Thank God. I listened to WGN, Tom Skilling, so I knew it was coming, but I had my umbrella and my raincoat, but I barely was able to protect my camera. I got completely soaked, and I had a really nice orange dress on. You know, the Naperville North colors are blue and orange. So I had my orange dress on. I was so excited to get pictures with Jimmy in his blue and orange gown. Instead of me, typical woman, I'm thinking of colors. But anyway, color coordinating. But we just were drenched. So all the parents went running. Kids went running in the building. And then we get word that instead of doing it indoors, they're going to do it again. We're going to try again on Wednesday night. And what's the forecast? Still rain. So what we try again, and it was a little bit sunnier, and the sunniness hung on a little longer until 7 o'clock, which is graduation time. Then this huge cloud is coming. And so they're filing out. They all get in their seats, and the principal announces, you know what, we're just going to skip all the speeches right now. We're going right to the graduates. So they announced all the graduates, all 800 of them. Can you believe that? 800 names first, and they got through them all. And the whole ceremony they got through. So it was a great day. My son Jimmy, like I said, he graduated, and I had the camera on Zoom because I'm, of course, I'm not one of those parents that always has it together. So I got there right at 6:45, which was, I guess, a bonus because as soon as I got there, they opened up the handicap parking because it wasn't completely full. So I was able to park right next to the stadium. So it was kind of cool and got a great spot, but not a great spot on the stand. So I was way up at the top with the kids. And when Jimmy's name was called, I had the Zoom all set on the stage. But, of course, you know, you hear your son's name and you're cheering, and I lose my spot in the lens. I lost him. So I'm just snapping randomly. I don't know what I'm capturing, but I'm cheering and screaming, and Jimmy's little sisters are all screaming and cheering. And we just had to have that moment. It's not about the picture. You have to also remember that moment. A lot of times we're snapping away, and we're not watching. We're watching through a lens, and so I wanted it to be very real. So, but at the expense of losing Jimmy, but then I was reassured later. They said they're going to – we have pictures and photogs down there, so that was reassuring. But, oh, my goodness, I know high school graduation, you know, eighth grade when he graduated, you know, I was so nervous about him starting high school, so I guess I wasn't as emotional. But here, when you hear your child's name at high school graduation, if anybody out there listening has kids that age or approaching that age or that time, it's you can't help but get emotional. I started bawling my eyes out, and then I recovered, you know, not like I did a couple weeks ago on this show. I was bawling, and I lost it, and you all had dead air for about, what was it, 10 minutes? No, I'm kidding. Maybe it was 10 seconds. But, yeah, it was just, you know, you just immediately get thrown back to that moment. At least for me, I was immediately thrown back to that moment when he was first put in my arms, and I was looking at this little boy with these tiny, tiny little lips and these eyes, these little eyes, and he had a little stork bite on his left eye. And as he's crossing the stage, I'm like, you know, you got these pictures in your head that just flash in front of you and all of his life, you know, him as a four-year-old throwing every single ball he could find in his little wagon and rolling it around the neighborhood, trying to get as many kids as he could together to start some sort of a game. But our first neighborhood was full of girls, so he was teaching all these girls how to play baseball and football, and it was just hilarious. So here he was walking across that stage, and I couldn't be more prouder of that young man. And then afterwards, you know, after they told the graduates to move to the center of the field, they got to throw up their caps. So that was so cool to see. I've never seen that live. I was never able to do that in my high school. So it was so cool to see Jimmy throw his cap up in the air, and I again lost him in my lens, and so I'm just snapping away. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to find him in that crowd and watch that moment of his that I know he's going to savor and cherish the rest of his life. And then they opened the gate, so all the parents got to go on the field. Oh, it's just so neat, you know, just getting out there. And I finally found Jimmy. At the moment I found him, though, I have to tell you this story. It's so cool. And because it's just, I'm just a proud parent. And I know you parents out there will relate someday or you've already witnessed this. But it's so neat to see your child have relationships and, you know, just rich and rewarding and authentic relationships. And as I found him, at that moment, I was about 15 feet away from him, and I could see him. One of his best friends found him before me, and I watched the two of them look at each other with this giddy smile, and they looked at each other, smiled, and hugged each other. You know, they didn't just shake hands. They hugged each other, and it looked like they meant it. Like, this is his buddy, Zach Jeffries. I'm going to say it. This is a guy he met freshman year. And so they had a moment together, and I was able to witness it. Of course, I'm running, and I feel like I'm in slow motion, and they're in fast forward. And I got my camera, and I'm trying to capture that moment. And, of course, you know, it was in the blink of an eye over. But as I'm still running to them, Jimmy's other buddy that he met freshman year, I think it was day one that the three of them all met, Zach, Joe Reckenmacher, and Jimmy, my son Jimmy, they see Joe, and then the three of them all embrace at the stand. They're like smiling, yeah, and the three of them gave like a group hug. It was the coolest thing to witness, you know. that you just love as a parent watching your child have good, authentic, real, true friendships. That to me is very rewarding as a parent to see, because I've always told this to Jimmy, you know, it's important to study and get good grades. And but it's really important, your relationships in life. And I'm so proud that he has rich friendships around him and friends that encourage him and, you know, kid him and, you know, elbow him once in a while and support him. And I've always supported him. And to see that moment at graduation was a great gift. And then I finally got to the boys. And, of course, I had my Zoom lens, so I got these extreme close-ups of them. I didn't have time to switch the lenses. But then I finally switched it, and it was just so neat to see all these people coming up to Jimmy and congratulating him and him doing the same. Graduation is just, it's just really cool. And there are some kids that don't go, and Jimmy's other best friend, he went Tuesday night, and I was waiting to see Landon, and we couldn't find him, but Jimmy said he didn't show up. And I don't know whatever the reason being, but I said to Jimmy, "Are you glad you came?" He's like, "You know, Mom, I thought about not coming because, you know, we're graduating. It's just high school." But he's like, "I'm so glad that I went." And I'm, as a parent, that made me feel so good that he went and he was able to partake in the ceremonial part of his life and this, you know, crossing the bridge to the next adventure for him. So, wow, as a parent, last night was incredible. And then we took Jimmy to one of his favorite pizza places afterwards. Before he was taken off with all of his friends, he was about to take off with all of his friends, and then he looked at me and he said, "You know what, I'll hang out with you for a while, Mom." And so I took him to his favorite pizza place with his sisters, and we enjoyed the Hawks win and enjoyed some great pizza over at Bocconi's. So glad the Hawks pulled through last night. How about it? That was a real nail-biter. That overtime and finally to pull through, that was just awesome. Oh, and I want to do a quick shout-out to my friend Eileen Cushing Kosar, who found me on the field at Naperville North. I don't know if she was looking for me, but we spotted each other, and she came running up to me and said, "Give me your camera, give me your camera." And me and Jimmy were having that moment, and she saw it, and she came running up to us and said, "Give me your camera." She grabbed my camera before I could even think, and she's just snapping away at me and Jimmy and I, looking at each other and having that moment. And this morning I uploaded all the pictures onto my camera. That's the word, not download. I'm so techie, you know me. I'm so grateful. So thank you, Eileen. I know you listened to the show. Thank you so much for, as you were trying to find your own daughter, you stopped and you saw that I was with my son, and you, I know people would do this, but, you know, you've been there. You have older ones too, and it's really neat to have that, those pictures of moments in time. So thank you, Eileen, for that. What a great night. Great night. And hats off to all the administrators and teachers at Naperville North High School. And I couldn't be more proud of my son, Jimmy. Let me just say, it's okay to brag, right? I got to just brag about him. I'm so proud of him. And now he's off to the University of Wyoming. It was kind of funny because last night his best friend, Zach, was wearing cowboy boots, and he, his dad is from the South. And he's teasing Jimmy, going, "You know, you're going to Wyoming, you need cowboy boots." And we're going to get him a pair of cowboy boots. But he is totally resisting that. But you know what? I guess when in Rome, he's going to eventually do it.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And we have a great show planned for you. Guess what? We are so proud to have, DuPage Credit Union has been a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show since the beginning. We love you, DuPage Credit Union. And Amy Brand is back on the show this morning. She is the Vice President of DuPage Credit Union. Hey, Amy. Good morning.
Hey, Dolly. You're making me tear up here. My daughter's graduating from kindergarten tomorrow.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know what? Oh, I still – congratulations, though. That is still – I cried when you graduated kindergarten. I think I cried from kindergarten, and then I cried in high school. Eighth grade, I didn't cry because it was – I was petrified of what was the future next 4 years.
Sure.
But that's so sweet. I remember Jimmy's first day of kindergarten, my friend Anne-Marie Oates and I, and Jimmy and Connor are still friends to this day, even though they're now in two different school districts. But the first day of kindergarten, Anne-Marie and I, we were the only parents, and we were bawling our eyes out the first day because the teacher read that poem about, you know, being little and it's not going to last forever. And, of course, I'm so, you know, emotional. He's got a poem.
Oh.
But yeah, it was pretty darn awesome. So you've got some exciting emotional years ahead of you. If you know, you've already been there. You know what it's like. So then,
absolutely. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. So to everybody out there that's graduating, and every parent out there that has a graduate, my hat's off to you, and congratulations to all the graduates. Now, Amy's on the show, Amy Brand from DuPage Credit Union, and we're going to talk about some exciting things that DuPage Credit Union is doing in our community. You guys are always doing stuff to give back in the community, and that's why we love our association with you. What's coming up with DuPage Credit Union?
Well, we're still working on our backpack fundraiser, so right now it's in full swing. And our big event that is coming up June 27th here in Naperville has kind of morphed into more than just a community yard sale. We're also going to have a blood drive that day. We're going to have a shred event where people can bring their documents and drop them off here. We're also going to have electronics drop-off, so if you have those old Blackberries or whatever that you don't know how to get rid of and you want to drop them off somewhere safe, you can bring them here. And a radio remote. The drive is going to be here broadcasting. So we're making it into quite a bunch of all different things, hoping to, you know, attract different interests and raise some money for our backpack fundraiser.
Wow. What an exciting day you have planned. This is June 27th.
June 27th.
Where is it going to be? What's the location?
It's going to be, it's 1515 Bond Street, and that's obviously Naperville. It's about one block east of Route 59 and a block south of Deal Road. So it's going to be in our parking lot. And like I said, we're going to have a lot of different things going on. So hopefully, you know, if you're interested in one thing or another, you'll stop by. We'll be collecting donations when people are dropping off their, things to shred or electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also have
blood.
giving blood, right?
Right.
And
really
a mini
yard
sale.
Wow.
So
sounds like an awful lot. So start getting those papers gathered up and all those recycling, all those electronic recycling, and find out if you can give blood. I think that's something you got to look into. Not everybody can give blood.
Right.
But most people can. And get her done. One day, it's a one-stop shop, and wow, what a difference you're making. You're helping other people, improving the lives of other people, and our environment, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, what a great idea.
And
Amy, you guys always come up with some great ideas.
Yeah, it started out with one thing, and then all these other things just, you know, kind of came up, and it's all seeming to, you know, work together. So we have a hefty goal of $10,000, and right now we're close to 4,000. So we've got about another 6 weeks to get our fundraising done so that we can purchase 500 backpacks for the high school kids in DuPage County that are in need.
Speaking of the high schools, yeah, wow, that is fantastic. What kind of things, if people are coming by, you know, you've got your electronics and, you know, you got your papers and you're all set to give blood. What kind of things are you looking for people to donate for the backpacks specifically? Because these are high school kids, so they don't need crayons. What kind of things? I know in high school they do require those really expensive calculators, like $150.
Well, and actually
you know what
we're doing
about? Well, you have a kindergartner. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah, and the kindergartners are going to need iPads, so or the first graders, I should say. But, you know, what we're really looking for is we're really raising the funds so that we can purchase the actual kit that is already put together by a company called Kits for Kids. It's a company owned by Staples, the office supply place. And that kit has what they need in it, based on their grade level. So we're going to purchase
awesome.
The backpacks and the kits so that they'll all be uniform, you know, the same. So we're really just looking for donations here and there.
Fantastic. Well, Amy, DuPage Credit Union is based in Naperville, right? But you serve all of DuPage County and beyond.
Yes, we do. Our operations center is in Naperville, but we also have a branch location in Naperville, and then Downers Grove, Wheaton, and Bloomingdale.
Okay. And how can people, if they can't make it on the 27th, how could they get in touch with DuPage Credit Union to make donations or even to contact you to use your services? How can they get in
Sure. Well, the best way is to either stop by one of our branch offices or visit dupagecu.com. Specifically for the fundraiser, in our branch offices, we're taking donations and we have pinups all over the walls for anybody that makes a donation. You know, you see those in the grocery stores and things. But then also online at dupagecu.com, you can donate through our PayPal donate link, and we've been getting quite a few donations through there.
Mm-hmm. And now for anybody listening that maybe perhaps not sure what DuPage Credit Union is all about or how you can serve them, what capacity, why don't you give us a little idea of, give them, my listeners, idea of what DuPage Credit Union is all about, how people can use your services.
Well, sure. We're a full-service financial institution. We've been in business since 1956, and we started serving the teachers in DuPage County. So, you know, we can serve your financial needs from just that little savings account that you want to stash away or, you know, you're financing your first home. So, you know, we have a large variety of products, and we're member-owned. So, you know, once a member, always a member, and, you know, decisions are all made with our members' best interests in mind.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, Amy, it's always good to talk to you on this show. I love when you come on because you guys are always giving back to the community, and it's an ideal company that does that. You're out there, you employ people, and your employees are giving back at the same time. Couldn't ask for a better partnership here. So I wish you the best of luck and lots of success on June 27th. If you are interested, that's going to be at the 1515 Bond Street in Naperville at the DuPage Credit Union Operations Center from 9 until 2. Is that right, Amy?
From 8 until 4.
Oh, I'm correct. 8 till 4.
8 June till 4, 27th. And there'll be things will be going on at different times, but we will be here from 8 to 4.
Okay. So if there's a shred day, there's a blood drive, electronics recycling, and a community yard sale. And then we've got your back campaign, the backpack fundraiser, where 100% of the donations and proceeds benefit the backpack fundraiser for kids in DuPage County. So everybody listening, please show up. There's something for everybody here. Thanks so much, Amy.
All right. Thanks, Dolly. Have a good weekend.
We'll talk to you next month. Check in again next month with us.
Definitely. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Congratulations to your kindergartner.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, hang in there. Long road ahead.
Okay.
Lots
yes.
of great times ahead. Bye-bye.
It's the
Thanks.
Dolly
Bye-bye.
McCarthy Show.
Hey, we have Operating Officer of Sharing Connections joining us now. It's Ryan Vargu. Ryan Vargu,
wow,
are you there?
Close, very close, very close.
Did I get it right?
It was Ryan Vargu, but that's really good.
Vargu?
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm filled it, like rhymes with ragu. Sorry, Ryan Vargu.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yes, thank
Ryan.
You, Dolly. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you on the show. I mean, I've been hearing about the Sharing Connections, and I wanted to share it with my listeners. You guys are doing some amazing things, and you yourself, let me give a little background to my listeners, because it's very impressive what you've done. You know, I was told that when you were really young, your dad passed away, and that always is tough on a child. And you sometimes kids can lose their way. But your mom raised you, and you had seven siblings.
Yeah, we have actually eight kids seven kids in the family, and then we also raised my nephew. And my mom actually worked multiple jobs just to keep the roof over our head and keep clothes on our back. So amazing
wow.
woman. Yes.
amazing, these moms out there.
Absolutely.
These moms out there are fabulous. They do it all and not much money, and they it's incredible. And so she raised you, and you became, you had this corporate career. You were very successful.
That's
but
great.
Here's something that us moms do. We make our children volunteer and give back.
That's correct.
And I think your mom did an amazing job because now you, this is what you do. This is your full-time gig.
This
you,
is it.
You're not in the corporate world anymore. Now you're in the non-for-profit world.
And I've never looked back. Yeah, and it's funny you say that about the volunteering. It's amazing at how many young people now are joining us, you know, on our Saturday crew or during the week in summers, and their parents are making sure now, even through school service hours, that they're volunteering. You know, and of course, at first, it's an obligation for many of them. But when they come in and they really get to see, you know, they're making a difference for real people. We've actually had kids return when they no longer need service hours for us. So, it goes beyond just helping families with the furniture and the household items. It's really, you know, the impact all organizations have on the youth when they come and volunteer makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the non-for-profit is called Sharing Connections, and this is so cool. I love a non-for-profit. It has a specific role because there's so many things that people – there's so many non-for-profits out there, and they're almost like umbrella groups. They cover it all, but you – Sharing Connections has a really specific mission. So tell us what it is and how it works. And then I want to hear more about the story, how you left the corporate world and did all this. I want to hear this. This is so cool.
I'll be happy to share with you. Our vision is tonight everyone eats at a table and sleeps in a bed. And for us, that's important because, you know, you're right. There are so many nonprofits out there that do a lot of great things. But what we try to do is we want to be that puzzle piece that brings donors who have gently used furniture and household items together with families that are in need of that. So what Sharing Connections does is we reach out and partner with over 150 organizations. And what they do is they work with families who maybe they've been in a fire or a flood or maybe it's a domestic violence case. And we're seeing a huge rise in veterans that are in need of services now where they're moving into apartments for the first time and they have nothing. So what happens is we reach out and we work with these organizations to serve the families and provide items that are donated to us direct to families in need. One of our big things is we want to make sure we're providing beds for children. We want to make sure we're providing cribs for babies to keep them safe. But, you know, something as simple as a kitchen table and chairs, you know, we go into our homes every day and we look at it, we don't think twice about it. But if you think of the impact that a simple table and chairs has on a young person even, you know, that's where growing up, that's where you do your homework. That's where you eat around a table with your family and talk. And, you know, for the families that have nothing, they're missing out on that bonding time and that time for family. So for us, it's very important that, you know, we're giving the families that helping hand that really there's nowhere else for them to go for this.
Now, this started, let's take it back to when this all started, 1997, not that long ago, the founder of Sharing Connections. Was this a mom, the woman, Leanne McGrath?
Actually, what it was back in 1986, believe it or not, Leanne McGrath, a Lisle resident, and lifelong Lisle resident, she actually started this out of her garage. And it started because she came into contact with a young woman who was having a baby, and she was in need of a crib. And Leanne thought, well, geez, you know, I could probably help find a crib for this woman. And so through her network, through her church and her friends, she was able to collect a crib for this one mom. And after that happened, she realized, wow, you know, why stop here? Why not go even further? And Leanne is just an amazing inspiration for this organization. And she took what started with one crib in her garage all the way to, 2001. So from 1986 to 2001, she was still operating out of her garage. And in 2001, we finally moved into our warehouse located in Downers Grove, 5,000 square foot warehouse.
A garage to five, that poor woman,
and
you finally gave her house back.
Period of time, too. Well, and what's even more amazing is in the last 5 years, we have expanded to next door. We are now in a 10,000 square foot warehouse that is run literally by a handful of staff, but we are joined by over 270 volunteers throughout a year that is the lifeblood of this organization. So they are very determined to make sure that we are a true grassroots success. And to
wow,
this day,
10,000.
We are still grassroots.
Yeah. Wow. And so moving 5,000, that means that donations must be coming in daily, just pouring in there.
They are. You know,
have
and
that
what
much
we
space.
Do. We rely so heavily on the local community, and you know, all the surrounding communities have been so generous with sharing connections. And part of it is because they know we don't resell. We're not open to the public. You know, we work direct with agencies, and we make sure that their donated items or gently used items will go directly into a home of a family in need. So through since 1986, it is it's a miracle, if you will, but the community continues to come together to make sure that we receive, you know, the sofas, the tables, the dressers, the beds that will go direct into a family's home. It's really inspiring to be a part of something that started out of garage, and really the sky's the limit. You know, with the continued support from the community, we will continue to grow and serve more people and be happy to
do that. This 10,000-square-foot facility is in Downers Grove. It's not open to the public, but can you give away the address so people can drop, drop-off items?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We are here Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock until 3 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 till noon. Our address is 5111 Chase Avenue, and that's Downers Grove, 60515. We're actually right up against the Belmont train station parking lot. And there's a drop-off door there that if you bring in your household, if you bring in your household items or furniture or even gently used clothing in season, pull right up to our door and a friendly volunteer will be right there waiting to help you. And
wow.
Keep in mind
you
too.
You must have a little.
Oh, please go ahead.
Sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say keep in mind
keep
too.
Keep in mind.
It doesn't stop at just the drop-offs at our location. We have a full volunteer truck crew that goes out twice a week and will actually pick up furniture in the community so that we can make sure we're fully stocked to help the families that come to us each day.
Those are volunteers. They're picking up all that heavy equipment.
Yes.
I got to say, these volunteers,
they're amazing.
They're not just stocking food. They are lifting heavy furniture. That's
not
amazing.
Just heavy furniture, sleeper sofas.
I love all the food stockers.
You can see the way they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it's
amazing.
Great. Our volunteers, even the truck crew, who is, you know, it is all volunteer run, all retired guys, and many times throughout the week, our board members actually are part of that crew. So it's not just a job sitting on the board. They're invested that they actually go out, meet the donors, help with the furniture, and many times volunteer in the warehouse to serve families. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah. Helping low-income families, you mentioned veterans, too.
That's correct.
You know, coming back, when people get a new place, it takes months to build up and afford this furniture. So it's so often that you're out there, and they could get tables, chairs that are almost brand new, because I'm sure you guys vet through all this stuff and make sure you're getting really nice
we're very
quality
picky.
Stuff. Nobody wants junk. You're not going to give anybody an ugly couch.
Right.
you'll have
grandma's
here.
Couch sneak in every once in a while, but we do try to keep the standards very high because, you know, we know that our families are going to be using the furniture we're providing maybe up to the next 3 to 5 years. You know, we don't know their exact situation or how long they're going to need this help. But, you know, we want to be there to at least be able to provide them with those items. You mentioned the veterans. We there has been such an increase in that, and it's made such a difference for the volunteers also. You know, we have these heroes of our nation coming in, and they're coming back to sometimes nothing. It's our honor to be able to step in and be able to help, you know, these men and women that have done so much for us. Why not pay back, you know?
Yeah. Now, how do you find these families that are in need of this? Because oftentimes, you know, just from volunteering at different agencies myself, you know, I'm just amazed at how, these families are working hard every day. They're going to work, just trying to catch up. How do they find out about these agencies? It's just amazing. How do you get the word out and find these families in need?
Well, one of our biggest strengths, I think, so far is the network of partnerships we've made with all the agencies, not only local, but we actually serve 6 different counties. And what happens is let's say there is a family or maybe a young mother that's working with CareNet, and what happens is the agency will find the needs and say, oh, my gosh, you know what, we can get you a new crib through Sharing Connections. So our agents are really our lifeline to helping those in need, because they vet it. You know, they make sure that a person does qualify, that they are at the poverty level. And once, you know, they know someone does qualify for our service, they then will refer that family to us so that we can reach out and make sure that their needs are met. So with over 150 agencies that we're working with, and that's just agencies, there could be multiple agents at an agency that we partner with. So we, you know, we can serve up to 10 families in one day here. And for a volunteer, essentially a volunteer-run operation with a few staff, it's amazing. You know, last year, over 6,200 people were served. And this year we're looking to possibly increase that number.
That's amazing. About how many volunteers do you have every week in that facility?
Weekly, we have a base of 70 volunteers that are dedicated every Monday through Friday, like clockwork. They show up and give their time as if it was their job. And without them, our weekly operation would not run. You know, and in addition to those 70 individuals that always give their time to us weekly, you know, again, we have the students and the community groups and business groups that want to help out too, which brings us to almost 300 volunteers in a year. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. And you do take monetary donations, I'm assuming. That
Absolutely.
Always is a good thing. You want to sometimes buy a new crib. You don't always want a new or used item, because you also have to make sure that it's government approved and regulated. Sometimes they're always changing the car seats and
Absolutely.
The cribs. So monetary donations are a good thing. You can drop those off too as well at Sharing Connections.
You can.
We've been talking to Ryan is it Varu? Did I say it right?
Varu. You got it.
Varu.
You got it.
Ryan, I'm going to get this right. The next time you're on the show, I want you to come back on the show and check in with us every now and then, especially when you've got fundraisers coming up.
Absolutely.
I know you've got something in September. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, we have our annual golf outing coming up in September. And for us, this is our biggest event of the year. This year, we're actually having it on, it's going to be September 22nd at Seven Bridges Golf Club in Woodridge. It's our 11th annual golf tournament. And, you know, the people that come out and get tickets for this or participate in this, we're also looking for sponsors. And they can find all the information they need on sharingconnections.org. You can coming in June, early June, they're also going to be able to reserve their spot at the golf tournament. And, of course, we always take donations through our website also. So it's a big thing. You know, for us, you mentioned funding, and for Sharing Connections, this event is a very important event for us, as is the $10 and $20 donation that comes in through the door, because as an organization, we don't receive any government funding. We are strictly funded by some grants.
No.
Yeah, we are strictly funded by grants. Our big fundraiser, which is the golf tournament, and you know, we partner with Tivoli every Christmas for It's a Wonderful Life. But a majority of our funding comes from the mom and dad, the average person out there that is donating 10, 20, 30 bucks to us. And that's keeping our lights on and keeping us serving the families.
Wow. Hey, is your mom, she's still around and she's volunteering here with you?
She
helps us out?
Well, we joke because she volunteers with us every Wednesday and Friday. And there's the joke going around the warehouse. Now this is my turn to boss her around after all those years of being raised in her house. And now I'm her boss.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Lois.
Lois!
Lois
Farzi.
Yeah,
Lois.
Good old Lois. We call her mom.
Now, how about your other siblings? Your other seven siblings, are they coming? Do they help out too?
They don't, but it's not through Sharing Connections, but all of my family is involved in nonprofit or volunteer service in one way or the other. Yeah, we were raised in a house where, we didn't have much, but there was always something we could give back. So that was something my mom instilled in all of us. Yeah.
That is so true. These moms with big families, well, all moms, I should say, I don't want to discriminate, but I'm from a family of 14 too, and it was drilled in us, you've got to serve.
Absolutely.
And when you weren't working, you were volunteering, you're going to church or
absolutely
or cleaning up messes or doing dishes.
Well, and one of the great things about a big family is you learn to appreciate what you have, and when it's time, you realize what a difference those small things make to other people, and it makes your life better. It just does.
So you, and let me, we only have a little bit of time left, but, you know, you were in the corporate world. What did you do? What made you
I was in the banking world.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had a great opportunity because I was lucky enough that, you know, I was in the banking industry for 8 years, and, you know, it was a great job. And one of the people that I had worked for had left the industry and went into nonprofit. And it was about a year later, I got a call, and she said, hey, I have an opportunity here to bring you in. Are you interested? And it was going to be a big step for me, a big change. But I knew at that point in my life I was ready to make the change now or never. And it gave me an opportunity, you know, to do something that was really close to me. And it just made all the difference in the world. So looking back, you know, it just never second-guessed it. This has been a great opportunity.
Ryan Varju, it's so good to talk to you and hear your story. And if you want to check out more about Sharing Connections, check out their website, sharingconnections.org. Save the date for Monday, September 22nd.
That's
going to be the 11th annual golf tournament at Seven Bridges Golf Club. Hey, I love to golf. I think I'm going to sign up for this. And what is this online registration? Is it going to be, I got a note from Beth here, It will be on June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st is our target date. But if it's not exact June 1st, you keep watching our website, and I promise it will be up there with more information to follow.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Ryan, it was so great to talk to you.
Say hi to your
mom for me.
I definitely will.
Okay,
we'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, do. I'm so glad we found out about you guys.
Thanks for supporting our charity and all the charities that do such great work out there.
Absolutely. Take care, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, we are moving along. We have a celebrity on the show today. I'm just going to try to find him now. Oh, yeah, I got her. You know me and this board. Oh, boy. We have a celebrity on the show today. I'm so excited. Mandy Zahn of Mandy Z and Rural Route 1. They are, you know, I love country. They're a country band. She is a singer and songwriter. I'm so thrilled to have her on the show today. And I've got one of her songs. She sent me a couple of actually of her songs today. Uploaded one. I got one. We're going to play it for you in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk to Mandy. Mandy, how are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. You got a big weekend coming up. Mandy is heading down to Nashville and going to be performing at the CMA Fest.
We are going to be in Nashville. We hit the road on Wednesday.
That's really exciting. And you guys are based out of Chicagoland. Where are you from originally?
I am originally from Moni, Illinois, out south of Tinley Park, north of Kankakee, Bourbonnais, a small little town. And now we are actually up in Lake County. The Lake County area. So, but we play all over the place.
Uh-huh. Now, I heard that you're from a very large family, too. We just had Ryan Varju on, and he's from a big family. I'm from a big family. How many were in your family?
I know. I was listening to that, and I was laughing. I said, what is this with all these big families? That's awesome. I am the youngest of seven. I have six older brothers. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You have six brothers? You're the baby girl?
I am. Five of them are my stepbrothers, but I was raised with them, you know, since I was little. So they're my brothers. And but, yeah, I'm the youngest of seven. And growing up, they were all, you know, much older than I was. And I was at home. And actually, I have nieces that I went to school with and at Crete Moni High School. And you know, so we're the same age. And I have nieces that are closer in age to me than I am of some of my brothers.
Mm-hmm. Were you always into music? Was it part of your family? How did you get started?
Yes.
Singing and writing and...
Oh, goodness. My first time on stage, I was five. But my whole family, yes, was very musical. My mom was a singer, played guitar. She did theater as well. My brother had a band, and now he still is in the entertainment industry, but not the music side of it. He does more film and things like that. My cousins are musicians. One of my cousins has a very successful band based out of Indiana. He's a drummer. And so, yeah, got started, you know, it was just something that I was always around. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the age of five,
I didn't know any better.
What were you doing? What were you doing at the age of five? That was your first performance, so to speak? Or did you just know it?
Yeah, you know, I had the whole thing planned out, Dolly. I had the whole show planned, and I got up there, and honestly, I froze. And it was for WBUS, and it was Video Valentine, and I sang True Blue, and I did not want the microphone. And then I just stood there and kind of, you know, danced back and forth and sang the song. And I didn't do any of my movements, nothing. But it was fantastic.
That was your first time on stage. You got a little stage fright. I don't think you have that today. You outgrew that.
Thank you.
I'm seeing in my notes there that you had your first band at 10 years old, and that grew into a 9-piece country band by the age of 13.
It
you were amazing. Tell us about how you formed
thank
this
you.
Band. 10 years old?
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yes. It started actually with my next door neighbors. Growing up in Moni, it still is, you know, considered a rural town, but it's nothing like it was when I was growing up, which, you know, thankfully wasn't that too long ago. But but anyways, it was my neighbors, and you know what we grew up out in the country, and what did we do? We played music and we sang, and my next door neighbor, their dad, and myself and the two girls would sing together. And by the time I was 13, you know, he kind of put everything together. The band was called Southern Soul. And by the time I was 13, yes, it was a 9-piece country band. And we were on the fair circuit, you know, throughout Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. And we did some things at the Adler Planetarium. And so I grew up singing with them. And then when
were
I
you
was
singing,
17,
were you singing and playing? Were you singing and playing guitar at 10 years old and on the?
I was not
festival circuit. Oh, okay. What were you doing at 10?
I was not. At 10, from the time I was 10 to 12, you know, we'd do little shows here and there, and it was just more so singing and more of like an acoustic type thing. And I did not actually start legitimately playing guitar until I was 18, 19. You know, I say legitimately, that's because I always took my brother's guitar when he didn't know it and would play it and write songs.
But
he always knew. He always
guitar?
Found out. I did.
Yeah, that's what you do, I guess, in the country. I guess you could get, this is something I remember John Mellencamp talking about. You get in trouble, or you sing and write songs.
That's right.
Not much to
that's
do
right.
in the country. So that's
pretty
right. Neat.
And
so
and having six older
often?
Brothers.
Oh.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Having
it's
six older brothers, it was, you know, it's like I kind of seen what my six brothers did. So I, you know, did my best to stay out of trouble and, you know, I didn't crash any four-wheelers or anything like that. I rode on them.
Was there a little bit of competitiveness?
Yeah.
You wanted to start your band. Any of your brothers have a band or any of your brothers
I'm
singers?
Sorry.
And played?
Yes.
Were any of your brothers singers
my,
and had a band? And, go ahead.
They did. I have an older brother who played guitar a lot. And he would always sing. He didn't have a band, but he always played his Fender and would sing, and we would sing to his records and stuff. And then and he was at home with us for a while, but he was much older, and then we would do the same over at his house. And and then my brother that is closest in age to me, Jim, goodness, there's a video floating around somewhere on the World Wide Web of my brother and I when I was probably two or three and he was a kid, and we would always put on shows at the tops of the stairs. And then he had a band back in the mid-90s, and it was more of a rock band, though. I was always country. My mom, my parents were country and grew up singing to Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn and the Judds and Waylon Jennings, and we laughed that I was born a Waylon fan because for my christening I got a Waylon record, and you know, so I was always the country one. But yeah, to answer your question, my brother closest in age to me had a band for many years and played guitar,
so,
and he's a songwriter.
That is so funny when you're talking about performing at the top of the stairs, because I remember, as I met, people know, I've mentioned this before, I'm one of 14, and we used to perform at the top of the stairs. The stairs below were the audience. We were up on the stage.
Yep.
Isn't that funny? When you said that, I was like, oh, my God, that brought me right back to the top of the stairs.
Yeah, you know, you set up all the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Hilarious. I loved how you talked about some of those, your early days and the country artists influenced you. Now, today, country is kind of like country rock. We got Jason Aldean, Sugarland, Luke Bryan. Who's influenced you today? Who inspires you today?
Out of today's artists, I would say Miranda Lambert and Reba McEntire and Martina McBride. Those are pretty much my personal biggest influences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those artists are incredible. Country is just, it's really, didn't you find that it's really exploding now more than ever? It's becoming more mainstream. And
it is.
I couldn't be happier. I'm loving all this new modern country that's coming out. And
it's really fun.
Go ahead.
It is. It's a lot of fun. You know, I'm rooted in, you know, the honky-tonk and the outlaw country. but like everything with times, music changes, writing changes, everything evolves. And I love the, you know, a lot of the new country. You know, I like the rock feel of it, you know, and as far as like the generational piece, I just had read an article recently that was mentioning this very same thing. The generational piece of it is a lot of people that grew up in rural communities that are, you know, the Generation X or whatever it is we are. I don't know what we're called. But, you know, the late 20s, 30s, 40-year-olds, it's like we kind of grew up on that evolution of hip-hop as well. And, you know, melding, kind of meshing everything in together, has found its way into country music. And I think that that's where a lot of this new country is coming from. I myself, I don't think there will be a Rural Route 1 song that will have hip-hop in it. We joke about that every now and then. We joke about it.
There's a country song out. Luke Bryan, I think, that's got a little bit of rap in it.
There is.
Is that Luke Bryan?
There is.
The first one? Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. We're talking Mandy Zahn of Mandy Z and Rural Route 1. Rural Route 1. Now, that goes back to her Moni, Illinois roots. I love you. Kind of carry your roots with you. There's Mandy. It's really neat. It's Mandy Z and Rural Route 1. They've grown to become an award-winning rock and country band. They entertain all throughout the Midwest, and she's headed to Nashville in a couple weeks for the CMA Fest. I'm so excited for you. Have you you've been going back and forth to Nashville quite a bit?
Well, thank you. Yes. I've been back and forth to Nashville since I was 17 or 18. And then with the guys in my band now, with Rural Route 1 in it of itself, yes, we've been back and forth to Nashville as a band for the last couple years. We've been very fortunate. Nashville is such a great town, and they're so welcoming to artists, you know, new artists, independent artists. And Tootsie's has kind of given us a home, which is, I don't even know how to describe. I mean, it's an honor to see
Tootsie's,
you know,
for those not listening,
Or for those that are not familiar with Tootsie, everyone's listening. That was funny. I just said that. For those not listening, listen up. No, Tootsies, if you have never heard of Tootsies, Mandy, tell us about Tootsies. Why is Tootsies so special to you? Why is that place you're performing there? Why is that going to be pretty awesome?
Back in, the 50s and 60s, maybe earlier than that, Tootsie herself had run this tavern in downtown Nashville, and that's kind of where all the new artists would come, and she was very open to them performing on her stage, and she would put artists up, meaning Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson used to live upstairs at Tootsie's. You know, she gave them a place to live. It's also right behind it, there's an alley, and the building right behind it is the Ryman Auditorium. And that's the home of the original Grand Ole Opry. So Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn would get done with a show, walk across the alley out the back door of the Ryman and go into Tootsie's and, you know, have a Coke. And I think it was Loretta Lynn said her husband used to play there. So she'd get done with her show at the Ryman and walk on over there and sit and listen to him sing. And Tootsie was always very, very welcoming to new artists, people from out of town, and giving them a home, you know, a home for their music.
Will this be your first time performing at Tootsie's?
No. This will be the second time for the band, for Rural Route 1. And then I was there a very long time ago, myself, you know, just sitting in with Nashville players and stuff. But yeah, we've been there before. And then they also have Honky Tonk Central across the street, and Rippy's are also now owned by the owners of Tootsie's. And so we've been at Honky Tonk Central a few times. And then this year, actually, we'll be at Rippy's.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so incredible. I'm so excited for you heading down to Nashville.
Well, thank you.
So where will you be performing this summer in the Chicagoland area? Most of my listeners are from there, but we do have listeners all over the world. It is radio station in Chicago, but we also are on internet radio. And did I say hello to Marilyn Calderaldo yet from Arizona? She listens to. She's a sweetie. And so where are you going to be performing this summer in our area?
Actually, we're going to be all over the place. Tonight we're in Chicago at Firewater Saloon at 8 o'clock. As far as throughout the rest of the summer, we have got 25 fairs, festivals, and events that we're going to be at. We're going to be everywhere from the Lake County Fair, the end of July.
Where is DuPage? Did you say DuPage County Fair?
Lake County Fair. Yeah.
Lake County
Fair. Up in Grays Lake. We have some shows down actually as far south as Clifton in Illinois. We are going to be at a couple different charity events this summer, some bike runs. We're going to be at Beach Fest in June. Our schedule is all online. Like I said, there's 25 different places that we're going to be and more between right now and August.
Your website is called Mandy Z and RuralRoute1.com. You can check on there, listen to her music, and check out shows. And again, like I said, she's going to be at CMA Fest down in Nashville in a couple weeks. That's June 5th through the 8th, I believe. And we're looking forward to seeing you down there.
I can't wait to see you guys.
That would be fantastic.
Come
up some of your Chicago shows, too.
That would be great.
Thanks so much for reaching out. It was great to talk to you and hear your story. And I couldn't be more happier for you. You're doing what you've dreamt about and since you've been a little kid. You know, so it's you're doing what you love.
Which is awesome. So thank you. Thank you very much for supporting local music.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you reached out. I have your song here. I got one song. And, you know, the other songs I'm going to upload and we'll play them
We'll try to play them throughout the summer. But this one, of course,
not
a love song. Not a love song. Tell us a little bit about this before I play it for my listeners.
Sure. It's exactly what it is. It's not a love song. I wrote that actually back in 2004 while driving up Q94. Everybody goes through hard times in their life, and that was actually a hard time in my life. And I was driving out 294, and I had this melody and these lyrics popped into my head. And when I got home, I wrote it all down and played it on guitar, and I played it acoustic for quite a while, and now it has evolved into what it is today. And if anybody would have ever told me back in 2004 that people would like the song and that, you know, you'd be playing it, or FM 106 Milwaukee Country is a huge supporter of ours. They play it, and it's played all across the country on different stations. But if anybody would have told me then that it would be played on the radio back in 2004 when I wrote it in my car, I'd say, you're out of your mind. So thank you. Thank you for liking my music and what we do. And my guys, they're just amazing and fantastic, and I love them. So yeah, that's what that song is.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, we're going to play it in a second. Mandy, thanks for being on the show, and we wish you the best of luck. Come back on the show when you make it really, really big. You're already big out there, and people love your music.
Oh.
So keep writing and singing, and we're so glad to have you on the show. Mandy's on of Mandy Z and Rural Route 1. Check out their website, Mandy Z and Rural Route 1.com. All right, Mandy, have a
Thank
good time
you
in
so
Nashville.
Much. All
You're
right,
welcome.
We'll see you there.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And now
Thank
this
you,
is
bye-bye.
Not a Love Song by Mandy Z and Rural Route 1. Hey, guys, I'm so sorry. I got to apologize to my listeners. That was the live version that I uploaded onto the studio. And so it's kind of hard to hear Mandy Z in the band because we've got all that, the live things, the things that come along with the live recording. So I'm going to upload and try to I'll bring you her music next week because you don't want to miss listening to this. So sorry about this, but I couldn't bear to play this song, and it was all kind of staticky there. Unfortunately, from I didn't realize this was the live version. My bad. So sorry. We'll be listening to Mandy Z next week, her music, and I'll play it throughout the summer because we on this show, you know I love country music, and we've had amazing artists on the show, big names as well, but it's always good to support these up-and-coming rising country singers. And I don't discriminate. Anybody could come on this show. Rock and roll bands, I love them too, but, you know, I love country. So Zahn of Mandy Z and Rural Route 1, we're going to play your music next week, and we'll play it throughout the summer because we want to support these up-and-coming bands, and especially when they're from the Chicagoland area. We love that. So my bad for that. Coming up, Michelle Lynn Buss for some good inspiration.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey there, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle joins us now for some good inspiration. And, you know, she's going to be talking about how even in our darkest, most disappointing moments, there are silver linings. Well, how do we find them, Michelle?
I'm going to tell a little story first that actually is – because that's what I always think of when it happens to me. When I was a senior in high school at Naperville North, I didn't make the state meet and track, and it was my last opportunity, and I didn't do it. It's my own head, I'll admit that. And I remember sitting on the bus, I think we were out at Oswego, and I was so upset because it was like the end of a road. And somewhere in that bus ride on the way home, although I felt like life had ended, I just had such a sense that it meant, because, you know, graduation was just a couple weeks away, and my life was going to go on. And one thing that it did, it was going to give me more time to write. And I already knew at that point that I wanted to be a writer. And so it was one of those things where, although it was, I still look back and I can remember how awful it was, but I also remember feeling that, like, oh, my gosh, I still have some really great things ahead of me. And going to college was another one, you know, that I was going to leave home and move away. And so it's so hard when something difficult happens, because all we can do is look around and see all the bad. But what we need to do when something happens is we need to start making a list of what we're grateful for. And what we'll realize is that although things are really hard, we're really frustrated, we can't believe that something or someone has let us down, but then we'll start to see, wow, I still have a lot of great things. I still have this great life. And you know, and things will start, the feeling inside us will start to turn around. And that's the most important thing, because it'll help us find that peace again to go forward.
That's awesome. Michelle?
Thank you.
I lost
you.
You dropped out.
Oh. What was the last thing that you heard?
You laughed at how you ended it. You dropped out. You came to a conclusion, and it dropped. I hope my listeners.
Oh, I don't think
that.
How
embarrassing!
I didn't
hear that.
No, actually, I didn't say anything after that. I stopped. That's why. So it was my own silence.
Well, I missed what you lasted. The culmination of your point there, I missed it. But
the more we look at, the more we take the time to make that list of things we're grateful for, even in that most disappointing moment, we will see that there are so many good things that outweigh, despite the fact that we have been let down or disappointed, whatever word we want to put with it. And that will give us the energy to rise above whatever it is, or to go forward and see that this is not the end of the world. But it's hard. I mean, I won't deny that. I have been there, and I know. But I also reach back and I think back to that bus ride, and I remember that feeling and the peace that came with me, that despite one dream had ended, there were still many more that I could go forward
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And that's cool that you saw that at such a young age too.
Yeah, I think a lot of things happened to me that I have to tell you, they were really hard lessons around running, but the lessons that I learned from them have really made me who I am today. But they were hard. I mean, I was not the runner I wanted to be, but I can see now that they were things that I've been able to use to teach other people and to be able to go forward and have the life that I have now.
Mhm. Mhm. And we're still going to have disappointments. It's not like
unfortunately
it ends because you've figured out how to deal with disappointments. It'll still happen, and some might be pretty big ones in the future that you don't foresee, but it will happen, and that's life is full of disappointments, but it's all perspective, right? It's all in the way you see
it
things.
It is, and I just Absolutely. Want to remind everybody the hashtag grateful today. To one thing that we've been talking about doing is putting down what you're grateful for. So hashtag
mm-hmm.
grateful today, because there's always
something
to be grateful
for. I'm glad
you reminded
them. I'm glad you reminded our listeners about that, because we were so inspired by people posting what they were grateful for. So please keep doing that. We love it. And check out Michelle's website, inspiredbymichelle.com, for more inspiration. Thanks so much, Michelle, for your good
Thank
inspiration.
You, Thank
I will
you.
See you next week.
We will.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014, featuring 38 Special. Vanilla Ice. Dustin Lynn.
Crank the tractor.
Joe Dippy.
About a pickup man.
And John Hardy. July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Central Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpb.com.
Hey, you guys, I want to mention a shout-out to some fantastic Dolly McCarthy Show sponsors. Naples Settlement, where history comes to play. Thank you, Naples Settlement, for your support of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
to Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning and light therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check it out. Check them out at DivineBeautyLuxeSpa.com. They're just on the border of Naperville and Aurora. To Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Give them a call at 630-355-6240 for a free class. And by the way, they're having a huge party on Friday, June 27th. Everybody is welcome. It's a summer guest party. It's Friday, June 27th from 8 until 10. What a great date night that would be. Come on out and watch some incredible dancing demonstrations, have some wine and hors d'oeuvres, and they're going to have a group class. It sounds like a fun evening overall, and they're also going to have, they're inviting everybody, family, friends, and coworkers to share this event, and they'll have some exclusive offers through their guest program as well. That's going to be at their Naperville studio on Glacier Parkway in Naperville, just off of Route 59. Arthur Murray, Naperville.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Strahl Team, Remax of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years, and they are lifelong area residents. These are the experts, folks. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. Say hello to my buddy Mario over there. Mad Landscaping, let them do your spring maintenance, 630-664-1612. Check out madlandscaping.com. And finally, Sullivan's Steakhouse, where they offer their guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food. I like saying that name. Delectable food, fun cocktails, and live music. Check out SullivanSteakhouse.com or give them a call at 630-305-0230 for a reservation today. And I do have a couple of cool things coming up I want to mention. Don't go away, folks. As we mentioned in the commercial that just aired, Kankakee Valley Barbecue Fest is coming up July 10th through the 12th, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this fest. We're so excited. John Party is going to be there. You've heard him a couple weeks ago on this show. He'll be back. We're going to talk more about his music, and he'll be back on this show as well. And we'll have some video interviews with him on my social media at this festival as well with 38 Special. Vanilla Ice, baby. Journey Experience will be there. And Dustin Lynch, another one of my favorite country singers. Joe Diffie, Lisa Jackson's there. Eddie Rose and Hustle Dunn will be there. This is all happening July 10th through the 12th in Kankakee. Check out the Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Festival for more information on that. Hey, you know one of my favorite places in town is Potter's Place in Naperville. And tonight, well, today is Thursday. Depends on when you're listening to the show. Thursday, May 29th, tonight, Michael Lynch, he's from Chicago. He was on The Voice. And he's going to be performing at Potter's Place tonight from 8 to 11. He's also going to be there. If you miss this public service announcement, and you can't get there tonight, May 29th, he will be performing June 29th at Potter's Place again. So he's going to be back. And we love Potter's Place because Love and Money plays there a lot, too. And, you know, I played their song. They came up with that Hello Dolly song, their version of Hello Dolly for me. And I've always been a fan of Love and Money for years, but they're going to be at Potter's Place too, June 28th. So the 28th and the 29th, big rocking weekend at Potter's Place. The 28th, Love and Money will be there from 8 until 11. So for more information on that, you can check out PottersPlaceNaperville.com/events or just give them a call at 630-355-9165. Couple more announcements, hang in there. Back for the Future will be held. It's a fundraiser for the DuPage Children's Museum right in the heart of downtown Naperville, but it serves all of the Chicagoland area. This is going to be on Friday, June 20th from 8 until 11. Join fellow museum supporters for a night at the museum with a totally awesome DJ spinning 80s tunes. Yep, Back for the Future, kind of like that spin on Back to the Future. There's going to be trivia, major silent auction items,
raffle prizes and 80s, like I said, 80s music. There'll be appetizers and desserts and adult beverages. Tickets are $75 a person. All the proceeds go to the kids, folks, for the DuPage Children's Museum. I'm so honored. They've asked me to be an honorary chair. I'm so honored to be this year's honorary chair of this 80s theme Back for the Future fundraiser for the DuPage Children's Museum. I hope you can join me. It's going to be a blast. I'm told they're going to have DeLoreans there. So get your tickets. Grab your friends and neighbors, family, anybody, and come out and support the DuPage Children's Museum. Come out and support kids. If you've never been there before, that museum is amazing. My kids grew up going over there. And finally, I want to inform you to please mark your calendar for Saturday, August 2nd, later this summer. You know how quickly the summer calendars fill up. Jock Rock Chicago, this is an all-day charity concert benefiting thehealingcurve.org. Check out thehealingcurve.org for more about the amazing things they do, especially helping our veterans, too. It's going to be at the CD and Me Park in Frankfort, Illinois, and I'm so excited. Dan Hampton and his lovely wife, Gina Hampton, are organizing this huge benefit. The Chicago Six Band will be there. That's Dan Hampton's band. Otis Wilson, Steve McMichael, part of that band, former Chicago Bears legends in Chicago from the 85 Chicago Bears. Remember those guys? They won the Super Bowl. Of course, we all remember that. They're going to be performing. They have a band. Did you know that? And Seventh Heaven will be there, another one of my favorite bands. And, of course, my buddy Jim Peterick, formerly of Survivor, the Ides of March, will be there as well. Wow. So much fun entertainment. Doors open at 1 p.m. That's Saturday, August 2nd. Please put it on your calendars. And tickets are selling right now at a steady pace. This is going to be an amazing event. And Dolly McCarthy Show, so proud to be sponsoring this event for sure. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. What a great day we had on this show. Thanks to all my guests for coming on, and I apologize to Mandy V, Rural Route 1. I will have your music next week for sure. That'll be a treat to look forward to, and thanks, everybody, for coming on this show. Keep up the good work, and on that note, it is time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. If you haven't already done so, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and encourage your friends to listen in. We do support not-for-profits in all of our communities. So if you are a not-for-profit or know of a group making a difference in the world and we haven't already featured them on the show, please message us and let us know so we can feature them on the show. We love to do that. And we also love to feature amazing artists, celebrities, authors, and so forth, bands and entertainers, etc. So please let us know about it. And also follow us on Twitter on the Good Show, Good Dolly Show. Actually, that's my handle, Good Dolly Show. Follow us on Twitter, and again, like us on Facebook. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Have a great week, and hats off to all of the graduates, especially to their parents. Thanks again for listening. We love you guys. Please message me any messages. We love hearing from you. Take care, everybody. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.